Well, Coach, hey, we're coming down to the final game of the regular season. Your team's playing well, coming off the RPAC tournament. Boy, that RPAC tournament was a good one for you. Third place overall, and that's pretty something. You get a chance to play on Saturday. It's always big, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's our first time, I think, ever. Or maybe I think one other time they did years ago. And, yeah, that's special. It's nice to get that extra game in, and to win it on top of that's nice.
Playing some of your best basketball here down the stretch, Coach. You got to, you know, you got not much of a break after RPAC, played Dundee County at their place, and then a whole week off and to play Wallace. So still winning games down the stretch, getting ready for the sub-district, aren't you?
Yep, and it is. We were a little rusty tonight coming out the gate. We kind of picked it up at the end, but Wallace is a scrappy team. They came in and they were ready to go, and they just did a nice job.
Since the last time we talked, gosh, there hasn't been too many losses. The kids are getting more experience. You're playing some quality teams down the stretch too, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. And we have Axtell coming up. They're going to be tough, you know. And even Dundee County and the last three, four games we've had, they've been, you know, people are stepping it up. And it's good to play tough games, though, you know, to get ready for sub-districts.
One thing is your depth. Boy, you can play a lot of girls. That means you can press a lot longer than maybe some other teams can.
Yeah, we pressed all night except for the last couple minutes of the game, and we were as fresh as when we came in. Yeah, I've got Bren Lampe and Allison Van Pelt. You know, they run the front end, and of course, Bailey and Kaylin do it. They've been doing it for 4 years. They know what's going on, and the other girls have really stepped it up too. Atlee in the back, you know, she's awesome back there.
As you said, final home game and final game on the home court for your seniors. You got a couple of them who have played all 4 years for you, and it's the final time for them.
Yeah, really appreciate my seniors, all three of them. You know, Kiana stuck through thick and thin. She's had some health problems this year, but you know, we play her when we can, and Bailey and Kaylin, what can I say about them? I told them at the start, I said, you guys are the start of this. You're going to get us going, and it's going to go on for a few years. So, yeah, I'm real happy with them and you know, proud of what they've done.
Sub-districts are right around the corner. You got a Friday game. You come back the next early next week, and looks like right now either the 2 or 3 seed. I think no matter what, you're probably playing North Platte St. Pat's, I think, in that opener.
Yeah, North Platte St. Pat's, and I've been watching a little film on them. I think we can play with them. And, you know, I've watched the Cambridge game they had. Cambridge hung with them the whole time. I think that we have a really good shot with them.
And, of course, that's a tough sub-district. It's going to be at Southern Valley. And you know all about that team, don't you?
Oh, yeah, Southern Valley. I'm looking at another crack at them. I hope we get it. The last game, we shut off the Boses, but then we opened up some other gates for them, and this time we've got to just shut them all down.
Yeah, despite that loss in the RPAC tournament, you played them as tough as anybody's played them this year.
Yeah, I was real happy with the way the girls played, and they came out ready to go. Just stuck with them, and you know, it was a 1-point game with a minute some left, and we fouled. Did what we needed to do, didn't get the darn rebound, you know, like 3 times, and then they ended up stretching it out at the end.
Basketball season really flies, Coach. I mean, once Christmas, New Year's comes around, I mean, tournament, once RPAC tournament, it's just about done, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gone really fast this year. I suppose because when you're winning, it helps, but it seems like we just got done with Christmas break and we're almost done.